News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
7 million spent on buses that have done nothing. Why?
Yes, so this is electric buses that were bought by the National Transport Authority so that we can electrify our public transport fleet. So over the past 4 years, 384 buses that were bought by the National Transport Authority weren't able to be deployed once they were built and delivered by the factory to the streets because there was nowhere to charge them. So over the course of 4 years, €6.9 million has been spent on storing 384 buses at different times, not all of them at the same time. And there's still 98 buses that are in the factory warehouse in Northern Ireland waiting to be deployed to the streets of Dublin and Galway to pick up passengers. And the NTA have revealed in documents to the Public Accounts Committee, Anton, that they're spending nearly €20,000 a week on the storage of these 98 electric buses. So if you crunch the numbers, given how long the NTA say it may take still for those last 98 buses to be deployed. In Dublin, they're expected to be deployed by September, possibly. In Galway, they're expected to be deployed latest March next year. So if you crunch all those numbers, it could be another €500,000 bill on the storage costs for these buses. Now, the NTA says that this encompasses the cost of storing the buses, servicing them and some insurance costs. And it's about £175 sterling, because it's in Northern Ireland, per week per bus. So that's about €202 per bus per week on storage costs. And this was revealed to, as I said, the Public Accounts Committee, and has not come as good news to the chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, John Brady, the Sinn Féin TD, who said this is an absolute scandal and that this money should have been spent not on warehousing the buses, but on delivering better public transport services. As you know, these electric buses sat there in large part not being used, many of them for a very long time, some for over a year, and well over a year. This money could be, I suppose, better spent elsewhere. And that's, of course, what the Dáil Spending Watchdog's prerogative is.
Well, it's always a bit facile to do direct comparisons, but we were talking earlier on about that Fórsa dispute. They're looking for 200k per annum for the perfusionists in the dispute with the state. The money spent on storing the buses would give them that payment for the next 34 years.
And like, you know, as you say, putting together those two things, nothing is that linear in government spending. Things are in budgets and in little pockets. But at the same time, waste is waste, or where, you know, the TDs in the Dáil Spending Watchdog deem something as waste, they say that is. And I suppose the heart of this, people will be wondering why these buses sat there. And indeed, essentially it's because the charging infrastructure was delayed.
Aisling,
basically.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Aisling Maloney, political reporter with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.